Anybody know what this is? This is a proper surfboard. A real surfboard. Sustainable wood. My dad gave me this probably in about 1955. And you can surf any wave you want to on this. Anyway, if there is a title for my talk this morning, oh, where's my gadget? It's this, it's wave offering. Now you may wonder why you've got these flags. Lots of Union Jacks, because in a few weeks' time, we will all be singing or at least celebrating Long to Reign Over Us, God Save Our Gracious Queen. And I knew we were going to have some people from, our friends from Ukraine here, so I thought we'd have some Ukrainian flags as well, because at the end, we're going to have a wave offering, which I invite you to join in, which will be a prophetic act of dedication to the Lord. So that's what these flags are, so if you've got one handy, do it. But you may say, where has all this come from? On Easter Saturday, Pat and I went down to Newquay, where we're all going as a church in October, aren't we? Yeah. And we were in a hotel on Easter, and then on Easter Sunday, we thought it would be really nice to go to a church. We knew there was a church just down the road, so we wandered down and we wandered into this church, who it welcomed the dog as well as us, because we wouldn't have been able to go else. And now this church was called the Wave Church. Now, it would be hard to guess why they would a church just a few hundred yards from a surfing beach would call themselves the Wave Church, but they call themselves the Wave Church. And they have two lines of thought about that title. Now, the fact is, they were talking about the resurrection. It was a good meeting, but there was just an aside which said, well, something went off in me, and I didn't quite know what. And then I saw the email a couple of days later, you know, do we have anything to share out of the prophetic? But on the first thought is obviously the waves that are there off the Cornish coast, and they want to be surfing the waves of God's purposes. But the second he just made a reference to in passing, because it was Easter Sunday, and Easter Sunday was the equivalent day, the last day of the Passover, when the Israelites would bring their wave offering of the first fruits. And he was saying, this is another object of the church, to be offering ourselves as the first fruits to God. And I just want you to check out this verse a moment before we go on. Oh, wrong way. Point that way. Oh, that'll do. From the Living Bible. Quite a well-known verse. This is when Habakkuk is having a bit of a argument, I suppose, discussion with God. I mean, the Israelites aren't doing well, and the Chaldeans are likely to attack, and all this kind of stuff. And he said, God, and God answered, write this, write what you see, write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message or prophetic word is a witness pointing to what is coming. It aches for coming. It can hardly wait. It doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. And I've been showing you a proper surfboard. They still have proper surfboard competitions. They call them the World Championships down in Perranporth. And these surfboards are very old, but you can surf almost any wave with this board. But there are, of course, in the 1960s, these newfangled things came in from the States that you stood on. I had a go at that too. But the thing is that the wave is something we need to catch and we need to surf it. And you know, down where we're going in the place, in Cornwall, there's a special wave called the Cribber. And it comes in very, very rarely. And I thought I'd show you a picture of the Cribber. So that's me surfing it. Well, Well, a man can dream, can he? When the cribber is coming, people will come and they'll wait for it. And you know something? I think I would like to surf the cribber. I probably won't be doing on this thing, but I might be able to do the end bit. And so hang on, I'm just going to have a little wait around while the cribber. They tell me the cribber's coming. If anybody sees it, would you let me know? Oh dear, I'm just going to wait. Bible says you wait for things. I'm just going to wait. I'm waiting. Pardon? Oh, goodness, the wave is coming. Right, well, now, where's my wetsuit? Oh, here's my wetsuit. Let me get my wetsuit on. Oh, these are hard to get on, aren't they? When I was a boy, we never had wetsuits. But anyway, let's get my wetsuit on. We beach shoes, where are they? Oh, there they are. Get me surfboard. Right, I'm going to go and surf the wave. I need to surf it. Where are we? I missed it. Why did I miss it? I wasn't ready, but I was waiting. The Bible says about these prophetic words, I'm waiting. But there's a difference between waiting passively and waiting actively. If you go to the beach, you'll see the surfers on their boards looking intently out to sea, waiting for the surf to come. And then when they see the right one, they're up and they're ready, they're off. And so it is, I believe, true that numbers of people here, certainly we as a church, have had prophetic words from God. And there's a word of God on us. Some prophetic words are just for the time to build you up and to encourage you. Sometimes the things that you say, Lord, we really want to see this coming. There's been prophetic words over this nation that there's going to be revival coming. And I believe it. There are things going on. There are things bubbling. And I want to see this happen in my lifetime. I want to see the breakthroughs that some prophetic words have talked about for this church. Lots of stuff is going on and it's really encouraging. But we wait actively for it. And we stir ourselves up because we want to see the waves of God. So let me just read this scripture again. Then God answered, write this, write what you see, write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Actively, you've got to be aware, you've got to be active. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. If it seems slow in coming, if it was ages ago that I had a prophetic word in my life, or that God said something significant that was going to happen, it's going to be so exciting, it's on its way. It will come in His time. But we are active. And you know, we've got a church here. Can I just say, as a guy who's been part of this church for grief, it's not far short of 60 years now, and for 50 years as I've been part of the leadership team, we've seen over the years people who have been actively wanting to help see things move forward in the highs and the lows, to see things move forward. You see, with this board, you can surf any wave. And it could be that I'm walking along and something goes off on me and says, there's somebody over there who just needs a word from you. Really? And it goes off. And I'm going to surf that little wave. I want the big things to happen. Everybody's just calling before God in repentance and giving their lives to Jesus, being filled with the Spirit. We want the big things. But there's little things that we get on with. We surf the little wave. Somebody at work is not a bit off colour or somehow's wrong. A word. The Lord says, give them a little word of comfort. And so you're going to surf that wave. And there you are, more seeds for the kingdom of God are being sown. And more practical things as people come here to this place and give their time, to working and making things happen. The seeds are being sown. Things are going on. And yes, the time is coming when I believe, and I hope it's in my lifetime. I'm only 79. I mean, I've got 20 years yet. and I want to see greater things happen. But whilst this is going, whilst we are where we are, we're going to be actively waiting for the purposes of God to be filled in big ways, whilst we continue to obey him in small ways. And some of those, that sort of stuff we've been hearing about this morning, and that's really, really encouraging. We're going to come to the other meeting in a few moments. I'm going to give back to Rich for a moment.
In just a moment, we're going to have... I think that's the song. Shall we go straight on to Northern? I think as time is moving on, we're going to come back to Norman's second part in just a moment. But before we do, I would like to just read something as part of our interactive response to the message that Jan and Chris have kindly prepared for us this week. So they say, is there something important, special or significant that you've been waiting to happen? It may be for younger people, it may be a special occasion like a holiday or a retreat. For older people, perhaps you're waiting for clarity from God about a situation. But nothing seems to be happening. Waiting isn't easy, especially when we don't know how long it will take. On the table here at the front, you will find paper pockets. And on one side, you can write a sentence or draw a picture to describe your waiting situation. For anybody at home, you might like to write something on a blank envelope at home or a piece of paper. And then here at the Beacon, during our final song, we'll be passing around a basket for you to take a Bible verse from. It's God's message to you today. When waiting feels hard, you can pull out the message from your pocket and read it again to encourage yourself to keep trusting, to keep being patient, remembering God wants to help us when we find it hard to wait. So by all means, Jan is now over here. If anybody wants to come along, pick up their paper pocket. And then anybody of any age, please feel free to come and get it. And then you can start decorating your paper pockets. Thanks, Norman.
Right, so we just come to the... Oh, hang on, we go back one. There we are. So the other thing that was just slipped off the words of the pastor of the church I went to, and as I say, stuff was going off of me. It was talking about the festival of the first fruits, which actually would have coincided. It was the last day of the Passover celebrations, and Jesus rose from the dead on that day. And it says the scripture it's based on is the festival of first fruits. When you arrive in the land that I will give you, and you will reap your first harvest, bring the first sheaf of the harvest to the priest. On the day after the Sabbath, that's the Sunday, Easter Sunday, in this, he shall wave it before the Lord in a gesture of offering, and it will be accepted as your gift. You see, when the Lord Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, this was the once for all sacrifice. And it goes on, the scripture talks about when Christ was raised from the dead, he has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And I was just sensing in my heart that for us to come to God and give him the first fruits. Now, we don't have a sheaf to wave. When some people liken the waving of the sheaf to Jesus rising from the dead or his ascension. But when we come to God to give of ourselves to him and to give all of ourselves. And see, here, look at this scripture. This is, I've come to the very relevant time. It was when Matt was referring to earlier on. The people of Israel were in a place they didn't want to be, in a foreign country. They wanted to be at home. There'd been prophetic words that they would go home. And it's not happening. I want to go home. When's it going to happen? And the word of the Lord comes. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And you know, sometimes you're in situations and you wonder how true this can be. But it's true. He has good plans for us. He wants us, as we offer ourselves to him, he's saying, I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. There's been a lot of problems through the pandemic with people having trouble with their mental health. It's been a bit of a difficult time. And God says, I got plans for you to prosper you. You don't have to get yourself totally together before you come and receive what I've got from you. And I think there's one particular person here this morning who has got quite some, you know, debilitating mental issues going on, but you're so good at covering it up, nobody knows. Stiff upper lip and all that. We Brits are good at. The Lord has plans for you to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Some are going through financial difficulties these days. And incidentally, again, I believe there is somebody up here or maybe watching online, I don't know, finding financial difficulties but feeling guilty because you know that one of the reasons you're in financial difficulty is some foolishness with finance that you've, you know, that's been done. And you know it shouldn't have happened and it wouldn't have been so bad if you hadn't done it. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. It's the Lord ringing, isn't it? I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. And the idea of the wave offering was to bring the fresh fruits of the Lord, acknowledging to God that he is the author of all good things and he will take us just as we are. We don't have to sort ourselves out to be, the process should be ongoing, obviously, but God says, just as you are, I got plans for you. I want to prosper you. I want to not to harm you. I want to give you a hope and a future. I'm doing this all the time. So whatever your issues is, you may be somebody who's actually got everything together and it's all wonderful and glorious. And that's right, because God has got things for you too. Some of you are suffering physical stuff. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, as this verse comes down through the ages. For you, whoever you are, wherever you're watching, you are included. And it just went off of me because I was, as I said, I didn't realize why at the time, that it would be good for us, in a prophetic sense, to have a wave offering before the Lord. And so I got these flags we can wave as we sing a song shortly. But first of all, let me just say what I believe that this is saying. First of all, it's saying that we are thankful to God for where we are, for the provision that he has for us. We're thankful for that. We are offering our lives, the very first fruit, all warts and all, offering it back to God again. It's a kind of thing the Israelites would do quite every year. They have to do it. There's a degree to which we do it every time we break bread together. But this is something, just an Iska wave offering. And just as we are, as I said, do you know, I believe there's maybe somebody here now who's actually, I would say online, I don't know, you're saying, this is all pretty fine, I believe in God, kind of thing, but I don't know what you're talking about. This interaction with God, it's not something I know, it's something I heard. I know the plans I have for you too, says the Lord. Just respond to him. Talk to someone who needs to. But God will reach out to you. No matter where you are, what you've done, how good, how bad, God has plans for you to prosper you. And so, sorry, that was just something. And so when we do this, as we sing a song in a moment, I invite you to join, to wave the flag kind of prophetically saying, Lord, I want to embrace your plans. I want to thank you for the all that I have done. I want to thank you for the future, and I am going to be actively waiting for the bigger things that are going to happen, both personally, church-wise, nationwide, worldwide. Why not? Praise God for who he is. Lord God, I want to thank you for the fact that you're a God who is so compassionate and kind. And yes, we know that the scripture says that one day we do meet at the judgment seat of Christ, but now you're reaching out to us all the time. You're saying that there are plans that we have, they might not have happened yet, and yet we can wait, actively wait for you, and wait for what you're doing whilst we continue to serve you. And we want to thank you that your provisions for us have been so good. So in our spirits, some of us are struggling financially, but Lord, you have been good to us in so many ways, and we want to just offer ourselves back to you afresh this morning as people who are going to be surfing the waves of your purposes. Lord Jesus, thank you.